schedules in the press box. Anybody that was downstairs that didn't receive it, let me know. We have some sample copies that we'll bring around too. Stephen, congratulations on the win. Maybe start off talking a little bit about the victory tonight.
I think a number of things happened. Those wickets on the right sort of stretched them a lot, gave room to the midfield so we could pass the ball better. And in all honesty, I think St. Kitts, they ran themselves ragged in the game in St. Kitts. They threw everything at that one game, and they felt it tonight.
Question. Can you compare the effort and the overall performance compared to what happened last Friday?
Different mindset. We came out, as I said, I told the players we owe it to everybody, and our mentality right from the kickoff was to put them under pressure, try and create the opportunities, either secondary opportunities or throw a passing, and be a little more composed in front of net. And we got the goals, could have had a lot more, but I'm glad the chances are coming.
The selection of Ricketts seems pretty inspired. What made you make that swap for him for Simeon?
I think he deserves to play. We weren't sure how he would play if he starts. He's always come off the bench, but I thought it was a good game to give him the opportunity in front of his home fans. Let him feel the pressure of the game a little bit and see how he responds. And he was fantastic.
Coach, you've just finished one leg of a journey. You know, could you assess that phase? You know, look back for us, please.
Yeah, I mean, unfortunately for us, or maybe some people might say fortunately, We started with one squad, had a lot of injuries, people not available, and it forced players to come into the squad, and it took us a little time. You know, it's difficult to come together. I mean, we weren't talking one or two changes. I think from the first set of games to second set of games with eight players, so I mean that's a huge percentage of your squad. But you know, we knew that this wasn't going to be smooth sailing. Those of you who've seen the recent scores about teams traveling into other people's yard could attest to that. I think now we have a squad that one, when players come back, it'll create a lot of competition for places, because some young players today show that they're here to stay.
Do you see any similarities with the situation in 2010 when you were sort of auditioning as many as 50 or so players, and now you've got another group in which to draw from? Is it a similar situation? Are the decisions going to be that much more difficult?
If it's a difficult situation, it's one I enjoy, because I'm happy in 2010 we looked at all those players, because if this situation was just thrown upon us, we would not have known who could come in and play. And I think the confidence in some of the young players. I mean, David Edgar's performance right through has been extremely solid. Young Ashton tonight, he looked comfortable. Even Adam Strait and Jonathan Bugo in the midfield. You know, it's now showing that maybe we have a little more depth than we thought.
You're still looking for an everyday right back. What do you take on Ledgerwood's performance?
I thought he had a good game today. To be fair, he had a fair bit of room, and we told him if he had the room to get forward on every opportunity he could. We said the same thing on the left side. And, he did that really, really well, especially in the first half. He caused a lot of problems.
Steven, you guys are off until June now. What are you guys going to be doing until then?
Well, we're not off until June. We have a game in February. The players, they're with their clubs. We're not a team that's in being. And I'll get an opportunity to see some of them, and hopefully they'll get back healthy. We'll have a game in February, and then we will start our preparation in May.
Looking back at the six games, Steven, what does the team specifically have to improve and work on before the start of the next round?
Well, I think if you look at all the games, our ball possession at times could be better. Tonight our ball movement was very good in the first half. We're in a situation where we're creating chances. I still think that final pass could be a little better measured, and we have to take those chances. You saw some chances tonight that, you know, should have been taken. But as I said, it's a confidence thing, and we'll keep working along those lines. We gave up one goal in the entire series, a magic goal. No one's talked about that, but 5 clean sheets, eh? That's not bad.
One last question.
Lars going forward then for the next phase?
Sorry?
You're confident with Lars as your starting goalkeeper for the next phase?
The goalkeeping situation now is one of competition, really competition. I think Lars has really stepped up his game, but he's been playing every single game back with his club, and that makes a big difference. It's the same thing with Kenny. He's been playing every single game. I got a call from his coach saying he's been fantastic, and now Bohan is also playing regularly. So they're gonna push each other. They're gonna push each other.
Coach, ideally,
I know you spoke about the game in February, but how many games would you like to get in before the next round begins? And are you looking at any more players? Any more players are on your radar?
You can only play on the FIFA dates. We don't have a situation where we cannot play on the FIFA date. We don't have enough numbers. So we can only play on the FIFA date. And is there any other players? Yes. They have to decide if they want to play or not.
So for those that didn't get the sheet, I have it here. Again, 16 dates from June 8th to October 16th. Of course, at home will be June 12th, September 7th, and October 12th. And it will be early 2012 when we make a decision in terms of the venue, the city for those home. We'll open up the mix zone. So, you guys can